Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Everybody, hi, this is Jorianna Coffee Psychic right here with your psychic connection at Blog Talk Radio tonight. Welcome back to the show. You know, tonight what we're going to do is we're going to use a couple of different methods of psychic reading. You guys know that I'm called the Coffee Psychic because I use a regular cup of coffee as though it's a crystal ball. And when I'm doing my general reading for people, when people call up and they say, hey, Jorianna, give me your 25-minute reading, I've got a 10-minute reading, we have a 50-minute reading, when you guys call me up, I always start out with a cup of coffee. And then I tap into your energy field, which is the aura around your body. I'm able to see in the coffee, I pour the cream, and I see letters, numbers, body parts, faces. I get all sorts of images that come up. And it's like a motion picture, as one of the people that were interviewing me said years ago. He goes, oh, it's not just like a snapshot, but a motion picture, because the cream will come up, show pictures, and then it'll go back down. And then it resurfaces and either shows the same pictures if I miss something, or it shows different pictures. It's kind of really cool. And when I'm reading people, many times I'll take a photograph on my phone, and sometimes I'll text it to them so they can see exactly what I saw. So that's another cool thing that I do during the readings. And then when the when I'm looking past your aura or when I'm tapping at your energy, even by phone, sometimes you've got your dead relatives come up. So that's the transmedium part. Medical things come up around your body. But then I can see past you also. And many times I'll see like the state of Arizona. I'll see Florida. I'll see all sorts of things in the energy field. So it's kind of really cool. So those are the things that I do on a regular basis when you guys call in for a regular reading. Now tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to use the Ascended Master cards, and we're also going to use the Chinese Fortune Sticks. So when you guys call in for a reading, I'm going to use these two different tools. We're going to ask your question, and then I'm going to use these other tools tonight for fun, because I love tapping in and using all these different methods of psychic readings. And all of them are very, very important. You know, these are all tools. And when I teach my psychic development classes, and by the way, that'll be this weekend. So if anyone's interested in joining in with a psychic development class, or if you guys want to come in and join my seance tonight, or excuse me, not tonight, Sunday evening, April 25th, give me a call at 219-940-9292. Again, that number is 219-940-9292. And you can have a great time this weekend. All right. So we're going to go to who's on the phone. When I pick you up, you guys, I'd like you to tell me your name. I'd like you to tell me the state you're calling from. And then, of course, you can ask the question. So let's see who we have online. And I do answer the calls in order of who's called first, okay? All right, so let's see who we have online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is David. I'm in California.
David, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm first. That never happens. This is very exciting.
Isn't that fun?
It is.
All right, what's on your mind, David?
So my question is that I've kind of been slowly detaching from society and from people over a period of 10 or 15 years. And I'm just kind of wanting to check in to see if I'm on the right path, that if I'm supposed to be the lone wolf out here with meditating by myself with my crystals, or if I'm missing something.
I'm going to tell you something straight up. So this is without the Ascended Master cards. We're going to ask that anyway for you, like, is there something you should do about this? But I'm going to tell you something. You've been a hermit and you have been a monk in a past life. As soon as you called up and asked me, I could get a clear picture of you being a monk. And I don't know if you have done any past life or anything like that, but to me it kind of feels like your soul is kind of comfortable. Now, if you psychologically are saying, I really need to reconnect with people, you know, then step forward and do that. But I would ask in a meditative state to your, you know, spirit guides and angels to lead you and guide you, because, again, it feels like you are going within for your life.
And I'm very aware that I was a monk, and I actually considered that life, you know, this time, but didn't pull the trigger.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, you still can, believe it or not. I was really surprised. I wanted to be a nun this lifetime, and there were times where I was actually checking into it years ago, and they were taking married women and everything. I was going like, wow, I couldn't believe that. It was kind of cool. Well, let's look at the Ascended Master cards. These are really great. They're oracle cards. And Doreen Virtue, years ago, she had pulled these cards together. So it was kind of really cool. All right, so I'm going to shuffle these cards for you. I'm turning them face down so I don't see what masters will come up. Now, what specific question do you want to ask, David? I think your question is something along the lines of, should I step forward and start socializing again? Was that it?
Well, am I missing anything out in the world that I'm supposed to be doing?
All right, what should you be doing? Well, you know, two things. You're supposed to be writing a book, number one. You should know that already.
Okay.
And tell me when to stop shuffling. You just say the word stop.
Stop.
All right, so I'm going to cut this into two.
Oh, and also, let me know if you're feeling this.
Boy, am I a great psychic or what? Hang on a second. The first card says right. Now, the other part was I was getting a strong energy about Egypt around you as a past life also, and the card of Thoth and the message of right. You're supposed to be writing. That's what I told you. You're supposed to be writing a book. The other part is retreat into nature, which is kind of what you've been doing.
Yes.
So you're right on your path.
All right. So my question is, are you tuned in? Should I call you for a private reading? Do you have more to tell me?
If you would definitely like to call me, you positively can. Yeah, because there's a lot that when I start channeling the information and start pulling it up, there's a lot more that does come forward, yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. God bless you, David.
Many blessings.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Bye for now. All right, beautiful. All right, so let's see who we have next online. And again, if you guys have some stories to tell, if you've got some things you want to mention about the angels and things like that, past lives, you know, great topics. Please share. All right. Yes, hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. My name is Luz. I'm calling from Miami.
Hey, Luz, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Entertaining myself, listening to you.
Oh, great. Excellent. Thanks for joining us. Thank you. So what would you like? Do you want the Ascended MasterCards tonight, or would you like the, let me see what we're calling these. I love these. I've had these. So I've got to tell you guys about these. It's called Chin Tong Chinese Fortune Sticks. I went to Florida years ago, and I went with a friend. We went to Disney, and I bought some Chinese sticks, and what was really interesting, and I've got to correct myself because it's a different set of Chinese sticks, but when I bought the Chinese sticks, it's a very similar, same pattern of sticks. I ended up, my friend and I shared a room, and that night after I purchased these sticks, somebody blew when I was waking up in my face. That's what woke me up, is somebody was blowing in my face, and of course you're waking up going like, what was that? And then I woke up, and I'm orienting myself, and I'm going like, what the heck was that? And then my friend said someone was just pushing on her back, almost shoving her off of the bed. So that was kind of funny. So when I say I really love looking at all these different forms of divination, there is spiritual energy in many of these, items, I guess we could call them. So... All right. So you go ahead and tell me, Luz. Do you want the Chinese sticks or the Ascended Master?
You know, either one that can guide me to what's upcoming in love relationships.
Okay, so in love. Then let's go for the Chinese sticks, okay? Now, with these sticks, we're going to pick two sticks. Now, what is your specific question? What should you... be in a love relationship right now, because the more specific you can be, that is what you want when it comes down to asking a psychic question.
Oh, okay. So I have somebody in my mind right now, and I want to know if this person is finally going to decide to be in a relationship or if he's going to turn around and leave. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're asking, will this man come forward and be in a relationship with you, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we want you to make a wish. Okay. Okay, so on these sticks, you have to shake it and let it come forward. So this says for you, it says, wow, you might have some people that are envious of you, honey. Have you ever thought about that? Any kind of jealousy you've seen?
What do you mean? From men?
Yeah. Well, you know what jealousy is, right? I mean, a friend sees you're happy and then they're somewhat envious of you.
Yeah, but I only have one friend.
Only have one friend? You don't have to have a friend jealous of you. You could have neighbors jealous of you. They don't have to be your friends, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
That. Okay. I would never imagine. I live a simple life.
Very, very nice. Well, this says you're supposed to have a very fun day coming up. And I'm not sure that this is the one that I want to, this is the answer that you're actually looking for. Okay. No, but you got some good luck coming your way. All right, that's not the answer I'd look for you. So let's just do it this way. Can you give me this man's first name, or can you give me the initials?
Yeah, Brendan.
Brendan, okay. So this is for Lewis. This is for Brendan. This is what I'm going to tell you, okay? The relationship you have here is not completely solidified. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah, that's where I am right now. I want to know if he's going to make the decision and form a relationship, or if he is going to get lost.
He feels very, he's a good man. He's considerate. He cares about you, and he feels very aloof, and he feels somewhat scared. That's what's going on for him.
Yeah.
He's scared. So until he feels like he's ready to jump in 100%, and the other part, Lewis, that you need to think about is there's another man that cares about you. And he's got darker hair. He's I don't know if I want to say he's older, but he's a lot more responsible. And that man does care for you. And I'm not 100% sure if you already know this man or know that he cares about you, but he stands off to the distance a little bit. And I know that man cares about you, and he would be more than happy to be in a relationship with you.
I don't know him.
Okay, well, he knows you. That's what I can tell you. And I don't know if he's had anything to do with a store or work. I'm not sure. He's a man. He stands back, and he's interested in you. And I believe he'll make himself visible to you before September. So that's what I want to say. So keep your eyes open, and, you know, we can hope that the other man comes forward, but he's more afraid to get involved right now, whereas the other man is just biding his time a little bit. So if you want to give me some feedback later on, please do. I always invite feedback from you guys. All right, we're going to move on to our next caller now. Hello, caller. Who's on the line, and where are you calling from?
Good evening. I'm calling from Salinas, California. And the question I have, I've been in prayer about it, is I go to court on Wednesday. Will I get what I'm asking for?
Is this around anything with child support or a relationship, ma'am, or?
It's just with alimony, and then they're asking for me to pay child support when I haven't worked. I'm on.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm
in school, though.
Child support. Yep, I gotcha. So it is with child support and this relationship. Okay. So, hang on a second. And Selena, right, is your name?
My name's Christina.
Christina, thank you.
And he has a second job. He didn't report, and I brought it to the court's attention.
Okay.
And I don't want any more than what's fair for the alimony. I'm just hoping that they'll adjust the alimony and that the child support will be an amount that I'm able to pay, that I'll be happy with it.
Let me tell you this. Wasn't your lawyer trying to get this postponed?
I don't have a lawyer, but I'm sure his lawyer was trying to do it because he was just served on Tuesday, and I have a picture of him in uniform with the date and the time, and he's never paid IRS or brought it to the family courts, and I have text and Yelp reviews. Spirit said Yelp, so I wouldn't have thought about that on my own.
Yes, wow. And this also says look for treason. So you have been being cheated here, okay?
Oh,
and,
yeah, horribly.
There's something, though, I don't know if you are better off getting a lawyer, honey. I see it feels like something might be postponed or delayed because it feels like something is going to be breaking right in half here because I see something completely breaking and breaking wide open. So you might have to even bring more information forward or ask for continuance if it, you know, again, you may have needed another lawyer for yourself. Can you still get a lawyer?
Well, I have another court date for the alimony in June, but there is a chance that he could, the judge could see, could do it both on Wednesday. If not, I was telling myself I need to get an attorney if I have to wait till June. So I'm not sure what will happen.
Okay.
That's what you're probably
getting. Yeah, so I'm thinking you're going to still end up having the possibility of a lawyer coming in here, okay? Just remember that. And I hear the name John. There's either a John name or a J name floating around here somewhere, and I'm not sure who that is for you right now, Christina. And
maybe the name of the attorney.
Oh, it definitely could be the name of attorney. Okay, let me see one more thing here. And you want to watch out for a woman lying around you also.
Yeah, his attorney. She's horrible.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I mean, definitely, definitely. Treason, people are lying here. It's just ridiculous. So I think the court is going to find favor with you, though, which is going to be good. But I still see delays. I really do. So just please don't let it surprise you if things are delayed. And if your ex is, how can I say it, inappropriate enough, which it feels like he is, that might be what breaks the camel's back in the eyes of the judge, okay? So sometimes it's better off to let somebody hang themselves.
Yeah,
that makes
that's
sense
what I
you.
Was thinking, because I only get $900 for alimony, and my total income, they counted with my student loans, so the income was just $10,000 for the year. So I don't really know how much the judge would award me when the alimony hasn't been adjusted because the kids are living with him, and he has broken into my home multiple times. So I'm afraid that he may try to physically hurt me.
Well, again, that's a court order of protection, and that's one thing that would be really important for you too. If that's been going on, that's something
I had
that you
one.
Really need to take care of.
I had one, and he's politically connected, and it was only for 4 months, and it was just like putting lighter fluid on him and striking a match. It only made him angry. He destroyed everything in my home and was remotely deleting himself off the camera. So it's a really – I told myself, don't be afraid. Just trust that God's going to get me through this.
Totally. Christina, that's the most important thing to keep remembering. You've got your spirit guides. You've got your angels. I know you know that. And there's also one of the biggest saints that I've seen outside of Jesus and God that come in to help. You've got Saint Ramon. Saint Ramon is a very powerful saint, and he works with all the legal cases. So I'm going to tell you this prayer, and this is when I start praying like crazy right now. Take your thumb and your index finger, and you get it wet with the saliva from your tongue. And for all you guys that are listening, really do this. I've done it many times in the past, years ago, and it works like magic. It really does. So you get your index finger wet with your saliva. You make the sign of the cross on your forehead 3 times, repeating, Saint Ramon, Saint Ramon, Saint Ramon. And then you look out at your enemies, imagining your enemies, and you wag your finger at them. You point your finger and say, keep their mouth shut. And then you tug on your right earlobe and say, and make this work out in my behalf. That's the prayer to say right now. Now, I do have to move on to another caller here. But again, if you do need a more in-depth reading, I go through all this stuff all the time with legal things for people too. Give me a call, 219-940-9292. 219-940-9292. And I do have a special going on in my readings right now, so this really would be a good time to call. But anyway, I really think that that prayer might really help you, so please do it. It's a really powerful prayer. And if you guys look up St. Ramon, and the Hispanic culture is called San Ramon, that's what I learned about St. Raymond, Catholic, St. Raymond, you can look him up. He's the saint of legal cases, and he's also the saint for stillborn babies because he was born stillborn. And that's an interesting fact. Okay, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello there.
Hello. Hello, Lisa.
There you are. There you are. Sometimes people literally call in, you guys, just to listen in. So, all right, ma'am, where are you calling from?
Arizona, and thank you for taking my call, and about a few months ago, you gave me a reading on air, and it came out true. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa. Yes, ma'am. So what's on your mind tonight, Lisa?
Thank you. So where I was leaving, there's men and women who were close to me. Not close, like personal, like feet, home. And they suddenly, on the last day that I was leaving, they were going to start doing bad things to me.
I'm sure.
The man is P and the lady is R, and these people disturb a lot of the family with pets and kids. They constantly are harassing them, and I know that the homeowners were investigating them. They gave them a warning,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know because I'm not there anymore, but because his family, they're in constant panic because the woman. What do you see in that?
Are you They really feel like they're, God, how can I say it? Very immature, difficult to deal with, irresponsible. And you know how when people grow up, they get very mature, they take responsibility for their own actions. There are some people that can't do that. They project out, you know, if there's an issue that they're having or that they've done something wrong, then they project it out on other people. So they don't feel like they're very mature, and it feels like they could be a little dangerous, to be honest with you. So I don't know if these other people are able to move and just get out of that neighborhood, but that really would be the smartest move.
But do you see the man PNR, like the homeowners taking action on them because complaints? Complaints on them?
I see it looks like, yes, that they will. I mean, they eventually have to, because it also looks like the police have come in there already. If they haven't, the police will be coming in.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay, my prayer's been answered. That family, they're safe. When I was there, I was praying because they love their pets and their kids, the man and woman. And I am happy to hear this, and I know you're accurate because there was another difficult thing you asked you, and you were right. Thank you for the answer. Thank you.
Keep praying. I know you pray to Mother Mary. I can feel Mother Mary around you, Lisa. So I would
keep
praying to her. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right now. All right. So let's see who we have next online. You know, you guys, I think one of the really great things, we're all spiritual, and our spirituality comes in so many different ways. And, you know, they say that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. We're not human beings having a spiritual experience. And so our life many times will come in, and it's really funny because you're born, life goes by so quickly sometimes. I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but when you get older, it's like, boy, wasn't I just 23 years old, you know, just a couple of years ago? And, you know, so they say that, you know, time just flies by in a blink of time, and then, you know, we go back to our heavenly realms. But there are so many people that have, you know, you've got your spirit guides, you've got your angels, you've got people that have done such a great job here on the planet Earth, helping each other. And sometimes when we die, we also get the opportunity to become like a guide for other people. So that's really cool, too. So, you know, call on your dead relatives, call on your ancestors. You know, you've got your spirit guides, you've got your angels. Learn what their names are. Call on them. Ask them for help. Okay, let's see who we have next here. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anne from California.
Hey, Anne, welcome to the show. You're a little foggy. Can you?
I was on an earbud and I took it off, so now I'm regular phone.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, Anne. What can I check on for you?
I am making a big leap, and I'm moving up a couple states to Eastern Washington, and it's a very different area for me. I've always lived on the ocean or a bay.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm very connected to like seals and marine animals. So
nice.
Just anything, but I'm really drawn to this location and I feel it's the right move. So what are some, I don't know how to word this, like new things I can learn area or their past lives that are more in like the mountains and lake
yes.
kind of atmosphere.
Well, I have to ask you, are you going to be close to Canada?
Yes.
Because when I look at you, as soon as you started talking, Anne, I just kept hearing Canada.
Wow.
Yeah. So
okay.
You definitely have a connection there. And the other part I want to say to you,
yeah,
the
Native Canadians, like the first peoples of Canada. I'd like to learn about that.
I would so do that. It's almost like us having learned about our Native Indians, you know, when we came here.
Yeah.
It's like I love that part of, Indigenous people.
Yeah.
I'll tell you,
that's the right
it
word.
Really feels like for you that thank God you are so into nature and so much into the animals because the animals can say thank you to you for helping them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you ever wanted to be a vet or a vet tech or anything like that, but you belong to the earth.
Yeah. I wanted to be an animal behavioral specialist. When I was a kid, I wanted to, go to Kenya and study lions, stuff like that.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You know, I'm almost surprised also that you're not an herbologist or something, Anne, because, again, I look at your body and I see you, the card, the green man. I don't even know if I can find a green man here. But
I know that part,
You do. Good, good. Yeah, because that is such a you're into nature, that you are nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is one thing that you might want to do also. When you go out there, I don't know if you've ever done this, but when you go to the pine trees and you literally put your fingertip on the tip of a pine tree, you can actually feel the energy of that pine tree going into your body.
Wow.
And like grounding you. So that's something that maybe you want to do. And they talk about hugging a tree. I mean, people used to make a joke about that, but people literally hug trees and you get energy from nature.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're going into the right place, number one. The other exercise I was going to mention to you is for you to sit there and do a grounding exercise in the earth. When you're out in the forest and pull the earth's energy up into your body and exchange it with the universal energy and pull the universal energy down through your crown chakra and push it into your feet and just keep reversing the energy back and forth from the universe to the earth. Okay?
That's funny. Yeah, I do that. I kind of have a shower ritual to kind of set my day, and I do that in the shower. And
Beautiful.
Think of the power, the stars and the sun coming down. But, it'd probably be even more, I could feel it even more if I did that outside in that retreat.
Yes. Perfect. And also for you to get together with, if you have some either Native Americans or Native Canadian people like you were talking about and doing some ritual work like shamanic drumming or something like that outside, that would be extremely powerful for you.
Yeah, I'm getting hot right now just you talking to me. My back is sweating, so this is the right...
That's good because my legs were just tingling. That's perfect. And you have an angel there, and I don't know. Let me take a peek here. I get an A name. It's not Ariel. There's an angel with an A name. Please look up an angel with an A name. I'm not getting it right now. I'm not seeing the name.
Do you know Aft? I work with Aft. She's not an angel, but she's Egyptian. There's Isis and Aft.
Oh, beautiful. Perfect. Because, again, the spirit had come here. She feels like an angel. But, yes, that would make perfect sense to me. Yes. And I knew it was an A name. It's an A name.
Yeah.
So please keep working with her.
That's great you picked that up.
That's great. Well, Anne, thanks for calling in. I'm going to move on to another caller here now, but best of luck. You're on the right track.
So
what is your,
Info on the Blog Talk page to contact you?
It should be, but let me give it to you again. And again, my website is coffeepsychic.com, coffeepsychic.com. All my information is there. My phone number is 219-940-9292.
Great. And what state are you in now?
Right now, I'm actually an hour outside of Chicago, so I'm in Indiana.
Oh, great.
And I,
so,
yeah, and I do the readings by Zoom, by phone, by Facebook Messenger, or in person.
All right, that's great. And the first night I called in, so I'm glad I found your show.
Oh, thanks, Anne. God bless you. Have a great night.
All right. You too.
Right. Bye now. Bye-bye. And, you know, I want to mention, Anne, if you're still listening, I just got a new Egyptian statue today, which is really interesting, actually. All right, so let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Yes,
where
hello.
Are you calling from? Hi.
This is Deanna. I'm in Miami. We've spoken before. I even have a credit with Groupon for you. I've got a problem right now. I need to move out. They're forcing me. The house has been sold. And I need to be out by Monday, and I can't. I'm waiting for my unemployment funds. And
yes.
I need to know what's going to happen here. I'm in a state of, you know, despair.
Oh, I'm really sorry you're going through that right now, Deanna. And let me just take a peek here to see. So your question should be very clear, and that is, are you going to find a place to live? Is that correct?
Stay here a few more weeks, a month.
Okay. All right, so let me see how that's going to go. Well, I sure could be wrong here, but it feels like under the circumstances, it feels like they're going to let you stay a little longer. Now, how long they give you, I'm not sure. But it when I'm tapping into that situation, it definitely feels like they're going to give you some extra time to stay. So I don't know if they're going to give you a couple extra weeks here, but I would really be hot on the trail of finding another place to stay, even if you have to move in with a friend or do some roommate stuff. But I'd be hot on the trail of getting that done, Deanna, because it does look like they'll be workable with you a little bit, but I can't say for how long. So that's going to be, you will have some time there, though. So good luck. And always, again, I always ask for feedback. You guys can give me feedback. Let me know the information that I'm hearing, how it works out for you. All right, let's see what we have next online here.
Hello?
Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Dorianne. It's Alma. How are you?
Alma, how are you? Always good to hear your voice, Alma.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. Well, I called in. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
I mean, you might have more callers or whatever, but I just was wondering if you feel like my social life is picking up. I'm very into it. Actually, my fourth book is coming out in June, and it's time for me to meet people on my wavelength. So what do you feel for that? Anybody, even like, actually a relationship would be great too, but whatever you see.
Well, you're supposed to be in some sort of social media group right now, Alma. I don't know if this means you're going to get into a writer's group. I'm not sure what that means. But it looks like you're going to be getting into some sort of group where you're going to have people to socialize with. It might be a Zoom group, but I can clearly seeing you on a group where there are several people chatting with each other.
Okay. All right. Do you feel like... I think I'm like, I don't know, it's hard for me to meet people because I'm so intellectual. I think it's hard for me to actually connect with the person. So do you feel like that's happening? Because I do. I have a lot of networking already. And it's kind of actually boring me because it's like high school. I feel like I'm in high school and I kind of go the other direction.
here's the thing. We can.
Okay.
Gosh, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but when you go onto a dating site, at least you're going out there and saying, hello, I'm single, I'm free,
yeah.
I'm interested in meeting somebody. And they're normally they're supposed to be in the same boat saying, hello, I'm single and free and I'm looking to meet somebody. Or they have classifications from what I understand now. Single, you know, looking for male, looking for female, whatever it is. And whatever your preference is in relationships. So, but normally it's I'm single and free, or I'm looking for a friend, or I'm looking for a friendship that goes into a deep relationship. But at least in that format, you have time to keep chatting back and forth and feeling them out to see if there's something there. So for you to be as intellectual as you are, you need to see somebody at your same mental level, actually, Alma.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
And you have to do the footwork, unfortunately. You've got to do the footwork.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, it's like it always seems like I'm opening the door, and then it kind of falls apart. It just kind of does its own thing. So it's,
they're not for you. Hang on a second. That means they're not for you.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's exactly what my question was, because I feel like it's not like I'm just sitting behind closed doors. I do reach out to people. It's just that I don't know what to, you know what I mean? I guess that's my question. Like,
what's going on?
Barrier. Is there a barrier? I don't even know, because I know I'm very friendly. I talk to everybody.
So listen, we talked before, and I just love you. I love who you are. I think you're an amazing person. But just like the rest of us, human beings down here on the planet, spiritual beings in a human body, they say we have at least 5 soulmates that we can interact with in every lifetime. Now, as far as Mickey Rooney goes and Elizabeth Taylor, they got married, I think they got married like 12 or 13 times. So they had extra karma to work off with past partners. So my suggestion to people, when you are looking for love, we all are looking for love. We all want to have a wonderful partner, someone to share our life with, right? I think they say no man's an island. We're supposed to be partnered up, Adam and Eve, you know, all that stuff. So my thought would be there is candle magic. So,
right.
And candle magic is moving energy around for you to manifest what you are wanting to manifest in your world. You look at things like the book The Secret. It's really mind over matter. What do you want to manifest?
Right.
You have to keep your mind focused on that. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep focusing. You will eventually draw it to you. So the different methods, you already know them. Are you putting them in action?
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like I am, but it's also timing too, right? I got it, like, just talking to you in this little conversation. A lot of it is about divine timing as well. Like, you don't want to, I don't want to push so much that it's draining and I don't want to do anything. It's like you need the balance thing, right? So maybe it is just divine timing and just keep on keeping on and shining my light anyway, just by even talking
to you. What about asking your spirit guides? What about asking God directly? Am I supposed to be having a partner right now and waiting for that answer? Because you said divine timing, but you're also looking at divine information.
Ah, I like that. I'm going to do that I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to do that every day. Yeah.
Yeah, God,
yeah,
am I supposed to be with a partner right now? If not, show me where I'm supposed to go. What am I supposed to be doing? In God's name we pray, amen.
I love that. I think that just says it all. That's exactly what I need to do. Yes. Thank you. Just by you and yes. Awesome.
You're welcome,
awesome.
Honey. Otherwise, remember, red tapered candle, cut off the bottom by about an inch, flip it over upside down. That's the reversal energy. Ask God to remove any and all negative energy that's getting in your way of finding your soulmate.
Okay.
I'm going to eventually put that prayer up on my website, you guys. I promise. I tell everyone about this prayer often, and it works, again, like magic.
Awesome.
Okay,
awesome.
Alma.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Thank
you.
Bless.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye now. Oh, my God. For you guys that have listened to me for so long, you know I love the candle magic. And, again, I've got to get that definition for you guys again. It's really learning how to move energy around and manifest it in such a way that you will manifest that which you desire. And it's just breaking up negative energy. You also want to watch your thoughts. Remember, your thoughts are your prayers, so whatever you repeat over and over and over again is what you really will draw to you. So keep it positive and look at manifesting what you want. Okay, let's see who we have next in line. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. Thank you so much for taking my call. My question is just, my question is, do a spirit have any messages for me?
Okay,
thank
Patricia,
you.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Honey, I don't know if your dad died, but I get
yes.
a dead man here. He did, right?
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
I get a dead man here, feels like your dad, and I really get him really appreciating you, and I don't know if there was some stress that you guys had to go through at one point. Was there some difficulties that you guys had to go through or that your dad was going through?
Yes, he passed in 2014, and he succumbed to his diabetes, so during that, then the last days he was really difficult, and part of it was the sickness, but yes, he did.
And he appreciates you. I just have to let you know that he appreciates you, and there are some things that it feels like, I get the sense that he wishes he could have done something better, so I'm not sure what he's talking about, but I hope you know that. And also something with his feet. I don't know if he had a great difficulty with his feet at one point toward the end, but there was something around the feet he's pointing out to me. Okay?
Yeah, his feet. He had his toes amputated, and I would go over there and just see about him and just take care of him the best that I could at that time. So, yeah, he did. His toes were amputated, and a good little bit, he didn't, you know, he, because, you know, all your life you have, you know, you have your limbs and then you have some amputated and, you know, he never really got a good feel for walking on them without them. And, and then shortly after that, he did succumb to it. So, yes, that's what he's talking about. What is
well, this is what I'll tell you. What I get a sense is, again, he really appreciated you for what you did for him. And the other part is I'm getting something about, I feel something about singing or music, something joyous and joyful. The other part is you already know that you're a spiritual person, Patricia. And so this is what I'm really getting. There are great things that wait for you in heaven. There are great, great things that await for you in heaven. That's what I'm hearing to tell you.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That is, it just makes me tear up.
Thank
and
you.
Another thing, thank you. Thank you for connecting me with him. And I do understand he wish he could have done something else because he did, shortly after my mom they divorced, he just couldn't take being divorced from her. And he decided to move away, and he moved away for a large part of our youth because of it. And when he came back around, we were young adults. And so he would always wonder, why do you not come around? Why do y'all not come around like I'm here? And we would tell him, hey, we're just doing what we were used to. And that was being with mom because we only had mom. But we did have a about 20 years or so, even when he came back around. We still had about 21, 22 years with him. So,
good.
Yeah, yes. Oh, God,
good.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I needed
You're so
to
welcome.
Hear that.
Yes,
God
ma'am.
Bless you. I love you, and please continue to stay safe. Thank you for the message.
Thank you, and you too, Patricia. God bless you. Many hugs.
Thank you.
Good night
Thank
now.
You. Good night. Yeah. Someone that knows, well, someone that's very spiritual and beautiful and connects with God.
So beautiful. You know, again, we have our dearly loved ones that cross over. You know, which one of us haven't made mistakes or, you know, like Patricia's wonderful father that couldn't deal with a divorce and he had to protect himself by moving away. But we don't realize how that impacts our kids and stuff sometimes. So it's not easy, all the decisions we have to make, you guys, as human beings. And always important to forgive each other. And believe me, it is not always easy to do that. But please, please think about forgiveness. Otherwise, we are the ones that carry the pain. We're the ones that carry the upsets and the energy. And that blocks us. That, you know, we think that somebody else, I'm mad at you, but sometimes they even forget what happened. We're the ones carrying the upsets. So many times forgiveness is not just for the other person, it's for us. Okay, let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Joanne. This is Tamika. I'm calling from New York, Long Island, New York.
Tamika!
Hi.
Welcome to the show, honey. Hi. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to just check in with you. I've been trying so hard to apply to other jobs to leave my current job. I even thought I was going to get an offer yesterday because a company called Northwell I applied to contacted me about an offer about a job that I applied to them before. But when I told them, yeah, I'm still interested. This is what I make now. And I'm open. I haven't heard back from them. I don't know if I'm going to not get the job or period. So I just wanted to see when you saw me leaving the job, if you saw me getting that one or what's going to happen, because I've been trying so hard and I don't know what to do next. I've been trying for months.
So you have to be patient. That's what we have to do. Okay. Let me tell you why. These people do want you. They have to see if they can afford you. That's what's going on. And you know, with the COVID, you know, with a lot of the things that have happened, just from all the changes that our world's going through, sometimes some companies really do have it. And I don't care how big of a company they are, they still have to meet the bottom lines and everything. And when you're telling me about this, it feels like these people have really been interested in you. And they just have to see, can they afford you? And sometimes that goes into the negotiations when people are saying, well, you know, can we negotiate a little bit? And that's something you might have to look at, but you have to give them some time because, gee whiz, it really felt like you were supposed to be leaving one job and going into another, Tamika. That's what it really felt like.
I know, and I don't know
what's going to happen.
I don't know what to do. I mean, it does. Even if it's not them, just anything, just to get me out of where I am, you know? I don't...
Yes. Hey, do you remember what we were talking about on the show earlier is the book, The Secret? Visualize yourself in a very happy, wonderful, peaceful, contented, amazing job. Visualize it. Hold that as your truth every day. Because then you're going to be programming your unconscious mind for that, because that's the reality you are creating. So keep holding that. And again, that red tapered candle upside down prayer, you can do that one to remove the negative energy that's getting in your way of finding this amazing job. Those are the things I'd be focusing on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you see when I'll be finally leaving them?
When you're going to be leaving this current one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be really surprised, Tamika, if you don't hear something. I'm either, it kind of, I don't know if it's 2 weeks, 2 months, but it doesn't feel really far, far away at all. And, you know, I've got my astrology friend, Dave Gunning, that's going to be joining the show next week. And I think you've called in with Dave. I'm not sure. But when you guys call in, listen, make sure you guys call in next week again, too, because Dave Gunning is an amazing astrologer. He's going to ask for your birth date. You ask a question. And he positively is going to give you an answer of where the stars look, what your planets, where your planets are. That, you know, looks like if there's going to be some good energy. So, Tamika, remember the same, if you're not already employed, you know, with these new people by next week, please give us a call next week. Remember, this is a live call-in show. The number is 347-633-9404. You can put it on speed dial on your phone because we do have to come first come, first serve on these calls. But Dave is going to join us next week. Call in and ask the same question. See if he's given you the same time period that I am. All right. We're going to move on to the next caller and see who is here. Our time is going pretty quickly, guys. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Who is this, and where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, Suzanne, Long Island. And do you see any different job or relationship or anything?
Okay. That's pretty across the board, Suzanne, but let me take a peek.
Both would be great.
What I am going to say, you know, even pulling the cards here, I start out with the Ascended Master cards. You've got the card that is positively saying positive changes coming in. The other thing that I heard for you, and I'm not even sure about that, I saw a quick possible twin flame coming in for you. And also, it kind of looks like you're supposed to be going back to school, Suzanne. Were you thinking about it?
No way. No way.
I know. Wink, wink. Man supposes, God disposes. Remember that
no,
one?
No. I want to relax now, not at this age. I've been to school.
All right, so this is I'm still going to say to you, watch for some sort of schooling or training, and you can call me back and let me know. I don't know if this is going to be within a year. I don't know if these are going to be classes online. I'm not sure what they are, but I see school in front of you. So, again, I can say it. You can reject it, and that's okay. I always tell people go to a couple of different psychics at the same time. And if we're still picking up the same information, you're just going to kind of have to kick back and wait and see, like, how that manifests. Because schooling doesn't have to mean you're going back to college. This can just be like a class on photography, you know, building new websites, whatever it is. So, all right, and let me know what happens, Suzanne. Good luck with that. All right, let's see who we have next online. We're going to have to try to fit a couple extra people in here. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Pat, and I'm calling from around Chicago.
Hey, Pat, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I'm getting ready to move reluctantly. It's hard for me. Sad. I've been here a long time. I'm doing work on my house, and I just don't know because the market is pretty hot. If I need to do a lot of work or minimal.
You don't have to do a lot. Do the things that you know you need to do, and paint is extremely important right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've got something cement-wise, but it feels like a little bit of cement something going on. I'm not sure if that's outside. Okay, thank you. And also, there might be something around water or pipes, and I don't know if you've noticed that yet. I don't know if there's a leaky faucet. I'm not sure what that is, but I get water and pipes, okay?
Yeah.
But the paint is going to be the most significant. I think it's going to do pretty well for you.
Quickly, right?
I'd be very surprised if it's not a reasonable turnaround, honestly. But get all that paint done. And if you have to,
okay.
Pat, if you've got to do something as far as, you know, putting a little extra money out for people where you really need the help, I would do that because it's gonna turn back around. It's going to come back to you.
Okay.
All right.
Kind of
good
felt
luck.
That.
Good luck.
All right. Thanks,
huh?
Marianne.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you very,
good luck.
Very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, guys, show's almost over. It has flown by so quickly. I want to thank everybody for calling in today. And please make sure you give us a call back again. Dave Gunning is going to be with us next week. And I love you guys. I really appreciate you all calling in. And, again, if you'd like a more in-depth reading, give me a call. That number is 219-940-9292. Again, 219-940-9292, and you can check me out at coffeepsychic.com. All right, good night, everyone.